welcome to give your opinion on my shaykh.
Started at the Torah Way in Northwest London. Tuesday, 27th of Tammuz, 26th of July. Rabbi Meir Goldberg, Shlita. Koyach HaTorah, Antidote to Churban. This week's Torah has been sponsored by the family. Nishmas, Imerosi, Morris, Markel, Bas, Ramera, Ful, Ole HaSholem. Mrs. Magda Joseph on their first yard site today.
Good morning. To everybody here, and from what I understand, to all those people listening online and later, they give a different meaning to But the topic I'd like to talk about today is Koyach HaTorah. So why now? So as an introduction, as the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, Gemara says, "Minolon gavdinon zeich lemikdash." How do we know that it's incumbent upon us to do things that remind us of Beis Hamikdash? For example, Rabbi Yehuda Zakkai instituted taking the lulav for the 7 days of Sukkot. So Gemara brings a pasuk. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Kro, ki ala arucha loch u'makisayach erpa'ich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us from our makos. Why? Ki nidocha koruloch, because Tzion was called rejected. Derish ein lo. There's nobody who's derish Tzion. Nobody seeks Tzion. Seeks Tzion's welfare. So Gemara says derish ein lo. There's nobody who's derish Tzion. Nobody is seeking Tzion. Mechalal deboya drisha. Tzion is something that demands drisha. Demands people to have some introspection and see what was Tzion. What is Tzion? And that's going to be a chelik of what brings about the Geula. And part of that is not only doing things with our Zeich HaMikdash, but obviously if there were things that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and things that will hasten Be'ezus Hashem, the building of the Beis HaMikdash and return to Tzion, that's posher, that's included in Michal Deboi Drisha. And therefore I'd like to talk about a topic that is, Taka was, what we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem, is one of the main components of what brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I just came across just an anecdote that Yusuf Zilberstein says over. Rabbi Yashi used to give a shiur every day in his Beis HaMikdash. I think a lot of people were there, had been there in his caravan. I was there once. So in the shiur, in the middle of the shiur, he said over this Gemara, somebody, a Talmud Chacham was there, and he said, "I don't understand, what do you mean, Michal Deboi Drisha? We daven for Tzion every single day. We say, Sechazono Yineinu. What does it mean? Derish ain lo. Yeah, it's simply not true." So Rabbi Yashar said that the drisha that we want, he said, for example, you can have a situation where, he said the story, there was an almana whose house never burned down. So the little bit that she had left, that went, right? Whenever she passed that spot, she started crying. He said, "Do you have that?" That's the drisha that we're looking for. That's what Rabbi Yashar said. He said this in the shir. So, Be'ezus Hashem, you know, we should take on and build from that. So I'd like to start as the Gemara says, "Minayin lebirchas haTorah lefneu min haTorah." How do we know that birchas haTorah is min haTorah? Shenema kishem Hashem ekra havagod lelekeinu. Right, the Gemara brings a pasuk, kishem Hashem ekra. When I say the name of Shmuel havagod lelekeinu, the Gemara says that's a makar. The birchas haTorah is min haTorah. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos says, "Staka mitzvah haTorah, birchas haTorah every morning that you make is a chiyuv min haTorah." The Chulkim, the Rambam, don't bring it down in the middle of Mitzvahs. Rambam is mashma that is taka oli midrabanon, and that which the Gemara learns out birchas haTorah, the Gemara makes a kavachemer from birchas hamazon. Just like birchas hamazon is derived, so that's definitely min haTorah. So kavachemer chaye oilam, which is Talmud Torah, should require bracha. But the those who learn that the Gemara's maskana was that it's actually an smachta. Min haTorah, that's enough for Minim Shavuah. Speaks us out. What happens if somebody's got a suffix whether he made birchas haTorah or not? So if it's Min haTorah, you have to make another bracha. If it's Min drabanan, then you cannot make another bracha. Min Shavuah is a suffix. It's not clear the halacha what you're supposed to do. So I call upon him. So we've got so now. The Pri Chodosh brings a raya from a Gemara in the Dorim that it must be Min haTorah. And that's the Gemara we're going to be discussing today. What's the Gemara? The famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why, you can see that the reason why there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael didn't make Birchas HaTorah before they learnt. Hence, that was the cause for the Churban, says Bichadosh, that if it be a mitzvah midrabanan, it doesn't make sense that it would be destroyed for not being Mekayim mitzvah midrabanan. It must be there was a mitzvah midrabanan. And the Torah actually, when he brings down the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, he says that you have to be very zorah. So he brings down this Gemara to back up. So again, it would indicate as Bichadosh that it's Minat Torah. Shagas Aryeh says, he discusses this at length. He wants to suggest that that he says he's got a right to Minat Torah because Chazal were only masakin the Barachos later on. The Anshei Knesset Gedolim masakin. The Churban was in the days of Yirmiyahu, right? Yirmiyahu. So that was long before. So who made Birchas HaTorah then? So it must be that it was a Chayv Minat Torah. That's a Shagas Aryeh. And then he says that he's Mesufik as well. That the Chidah in Bikki Yosef says no. And he says from Al Gemara that we can see in the Dorim, he says perhaps the way the Ran learns the Gemara, there's no right that Birchas HaTorah is Minat Torah. And that's what I would like to come to today, Mitzvah Shem. So let's have a look at the Gemara here in the Dorim. And we'll work from here. The Gemara says as follows. This Gemara actually is repeated in Bava Metzia, and this is there's a shinui lashon, because in Bava Metzia it speaks out clearly in Pnei Ma of the Haaretz. Over here in the Darim it starts interesting Gemara. Actually, Gemara says Mipnei Ma in Metzia in Tamli Chachomim Lotzeis Tamli Chachomim Boneya. Mara says, why do we find, not always, but it happens, that Talmid Chachamim, their children are not Talmid Chachamim? And that it's the same it's a different question, but the Gemara is going to bring a Maimah which answers both questions. So Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, Ravina Ima, She'ein Mevarkim Toyot Kila. The answer to both these questions, why do Talmid Chachamim not have children not Talmid Chachamim? Alma of the Haaretz is because She'ein Mevarkim Toyot Kila. The Omer of Yehuda Amarav, Maidich Siv. So, it's actually a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So I'll read out the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: Mio ish hachacham v'yovin ezois. Who is the wise person who understands this? V'asher diver pi Hashem elov v'yagido. This refers to Nevi'im, that Hakshvaruchu, the Dvar Hashem goes to them, and they also didn't understand. Al ma of the Eretz. Why was the Eretz Yisrael? Why was it destroyed? Nitzasol kamid obli over. It was left desolate, like a midbar. And then the next pasuk is a Yom Hashem, because they left my Torah Shnosati lifneihem. They forsook the Torah which I placed in front of them. V'leishamu b'koli v'leholchu bo. And then it adds they left the Torah. They didn't listen to my voice. V'leholchu bo. Very repetitive. So the Gemara is going to deal with this. So let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav, Ma'idich Siv Mio Ish Chacham V'Yovin Ezois. So he says, Dovan Zeh Nishal Chachomim V'Nevi'im V'Loi Pirshu. That the Chachomim and the Nevi'im, they were told Hakshpoch was Meramis to them, but they couldn't explain it. Ad Shepirsha Hakshpoch Be'Atzmui. Until Hakshpoch explained it himself, the Chsev V'Yom Hashem Al Adam Esteros. Hashem had to say the reason is because you left my Torah. The Chsev said. So then the Gemara carries on. Hainu lo shomu b'koyli, hainu lo hokboi. That is a repetition, right? You said actually obvious terosi. So that's the same as not going in the ways of the Torah. So the Gemara, you know what that means? Amar Yehuda Amar Rashi, mevarchim b'Torah tchila. That means the Gemara is interpreting that lo hilchubo, lo shomu b'koyli, lo hilchubo is that they didn't make berachas Torah. Now, first of all, the question is, right? How did Chazal see? Yeah, that's referring to berachas Torah. That's question one. Where do we see? It says, Ozvesterosi, they left my Torah, they forsook my Torah. It doesn't say they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, number one. Number two, right? It's difficult to understand, right, that the Churban was because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. There were many Averis, so we know the Gemara says in Yom HaKlaliso, the Gimel Averis Chamorah is three cardinal sins. Or it's Zara, Chukhazdom, Gilai Rayos, and yet, The Novi is telling us, Allah Shah Alvis Terosi, says the Gemara, you know, because he didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, it's difficult to understand that. So first of all, how did Chazal understand that the Gifts of Torah? So the very interesting, there's a the run, the very famous run over here. The run is B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda. I'll read it out, if I may. The run says as follows. The run says that Midich Siv Yehma Hashem Al Ozmet Torosi. Since it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because they left my Torah, Michlal, we can deduce, the Lekha Diyod Ladurya Taimra, that they weren't able to understand the reason for the Churban. So he said, Mitzasi Begil Astar Mish Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Chos Rabbeinu Yehuda says, that what was the deal? How do you know, how did Chazal know that the reason was Shulei Bachu Beit Chila? Because he says, had they not learned Torah, had the reason been, even Isa, Al Ozim Shazi Kipashta, Mashma, Shal Ozim Shal Torah, Vlei Oiskim Ba, so how come the Chom and the Navim didn't know? They should have known. People, a town where people are learning Torah is different than a town where people are not learning Torah. It's quite obvious that Chachomim, they appreciate the Chashivas of Torah. They didn't see people weren't learning Torah. Had the reason been that people weren't learning, they would have known the reason. So it must be there's something more subtle than that. A Memela, what could that be? Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's referring to Birchta Torah. He said, Vada hu oiskim ba Torah, Tomid. They were learning the whole time. That's why they were wondering, Al Ma'av the Aretz. He understands what's going on deep in people's hearts. So kolayma always means, right? We're paraphrasing what actually we just said. The Ran says that Avon is made of Birchas Torah. But he says, Shleihoisa Torah chashuva b'neim kol kach sheirao levarich aleo. Shleihoisim ba'lishmo. And therefore the Mazals and the Bracha, they didn't have the Kavona possibly. It's not clear if they did, if they didn't make it. And that's what the Ran says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda. That Avada, had they not learned Torah, they would have known. It must be they learned Torah. So what was the problem? They didn't make Birchas Torah. What's wrong with not making Birchas Torah? Says the Ran, that if Torah wasn't chashuv by them, there were mezuzahs in it. So therefore, it affects the Torah itself. Now, we still haven't really answered the question. Because so we've explained, okay, how they knew it would be Birchas Torah. We haven't explained, still, it was the Gimel Averes Chamuras that we understand caused the destruction. That was much more chamur than not Birchas Torah and Torah Alein. So therefore, again, how could it be that this was the cause of? So I'd like to quickly go through a number of pointers in action in Birchas Torah and what Birchas Torah actually is. There's a very few interesting Maimonides. So I'd like to start with the Chinuch. So the Chinuch says as follows, very interesting Chinuch. The Chinuch says, he discusses that by Birchas HaMazon, the bracha is afterwards. By Birchas HaTorah, the bracha is before. So what's the reason for that? So says the Chinuch, that there's a big difference, physical pleasure and a spiritual pursuit. He says that when a person is enjoying a physical pleasure, though until you've actually experienced the pleasure, you have nothing to appreciate. You don't appreciate it. Before you've eaten your geschmack piece of steak, looking at it doesn't do anything for you, right? You don't appreciate it, and it may not taste good either. So you have to actually engage in that pursuit to appreciate the benefit. So he says, Achilika Behemi, the animal spirit of a person, that side of a person doesn't appreciate anything, he's actually experienced it. But he says, when it comes to an intellectual pursuit, Torah, that person, even beforehand, appreciates, before he enters into that world, he appreciates there's something here which is choshev, which is valuable. And therefore, there's a mockum to make a bracha beforehand. That's the starting point. But to build on this, there's a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says more than that. He says that why be'emes, the Gemara says that why be'emes do we need to make a Birchas HaMazon? It says, V'rom l'rovechav shachachto. When a person engages in gashmius in a big way and enjoys it, a person gets drawn to it, and then the person feels good about himself, and he becomes haughty, and v'shachachto, and you're biting the b'nei shleilam. He says, that's only by physical pleasures. He said, Avada, you've had a good meal, you remember. You have to remember that there's a b'nei shleilam here. He says, but Torah is the opposite. He says, once you start learning Torah, you start your day with a shir, you know the rest of the day can only get better in your ruchnius. Can't get worse. The more Torah, the better you are. So you don't need a bracha after you've learnt. But he says, when you start learning Torah, then there's a chashash. You made the Torah not lishma. You made the Torah for the wrong reasons. You learned Torah for the wrong reason. That's the worst thing possible. The Gemara says mutar shelo nivra. So by Torah we need to have a bracha beforehand. So that's the Meshech Chochma. And then there's a murder.
Before you eat something.
Sorry. Right. So the Gemara said that the bracha before you eat something is only midrabanan. That's what Meshech Chochma comes to explain. He's explaining that why is the bracha beforehand midrabanan, the one afterwards min haTorah. He says min haTorah. That's the bracha you really need. So he says that by Berachas HaTorah, there's no bracha afterwards because you don't need it. There's no need to that. That is exactly what Meshech Chochma is coming to explain. But the Maral, the Meridik Maral, in the Akdamot Teres Yisrael, and he takes this even further. And he says, Maral says as follows. Sorry?
Al Machinuch, haven't you got the same chashash before you eat that you might eat the Shem Gashmias, you might eat the Shem Ruchnias? Yeah? Why am I eating now? So I could be eating the Shem in order to have Kreifas Bekoda Bekoda. Yeah? Like we say about sleep and things like
no,
that.
No, the Chinuch, it's nothing, it's to do with Hanal. The Chinuch, it's about appreciating what the Rebbe is giving you. So by Gashmias, you only appreciate what the Rebbe is giving you afterwards. By Ruchni,
I understand that.
So, but he didn't. By Ruchni,
you were making the bracha beforehand, mishum the chashash that you might be learning for the wrong reasons.
That's Meshech Chochma. That's not the Chinuch.
That was the Meshech Chochma.
Yeah.
Okay. So, on that Meshech Chochma, then, sorry. Yeah, why have you got the same chashash before you eat that you might eat for the wrong reasons?
You may eat for the wrong reasons.
And that's why you should have to make a bracha beforehand.
What? We don't mind if you eat for the wrong reasons. Maybe it's not. That's not going to take you away. If you haven't eaten, you're going to eat. Nothing's happened yet.
Yeah.
It's once you've eaten. Yeah, we need to now correct that eating. But by Torah, once you've done, if you start learning right from the start, there's a problem. By eating, the problem is afterwards. The problem is after. Ah, Gishmak, I'm full. I'm satisfied. I have everything I need. So you forget the bench. You know? I think before, when you're hungry, you. Have a look at Meshech Chochma and Pashas Ekev. You'll find you have a lot of nachas. The Maral, though, at the Meridik Azach, he says that the idea of Birchas HaTorah is much more than that. He says, I'll read a couple of lines that he says. He says, Kizeh inyan habrocha laTorah, shisbarach mevorach al zeh. Ve'oyev Hashem yisbarach b'shvil haTorah, shenosan laTorah. That means, by making the bracha Birchas HaTorah, we're declaring Allah for the Rebbeinu Shleilam that He gave us a Torah. It's not a normal bracha, a regular bracha. And I don't want to go into this. There's a big machlokes whether Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShvach, like let's say when you see something at the sea, or if it's Birchas HaMitzvah, like before a mitzvah, or even a Birchas HaNen, according to some. That we'll mention in a minute. The Maral says that the tachlich of Birchas HaTorah, more than other brachas, is that the idea of Birchas HaTorah is that a person should think about the fact that Shabbach HaBonu, and a person says the Harevna, it gives you a love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says when you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says that you become mistabik with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it connects you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says that Torah, that's what Torah needs. Torah only has a kiyum when a person has that connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person is learning the Shema, a person is learning because it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, and you're taking the Ribbono Shel Olam with you, kivyachol, when you're learning. He says, how do you start that? You've woken up in the morning, you've had breakfast, now how do you start that? I make a birchas HaTorah, it's before breakfast, but I make a birchas HaTorah in the morning, I'm declaring my love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, now my Torah has that connection as well. And that takes me further. But if you don't establish yourself that the toughness of your learning is to be mizdabek with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to connect, because you love the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving you the Torah, then your learning will just be an intellectual pursuit. And you won't have those benefits that Torah gives a person. And Mishnah will build on this. But Al Kuponim, what we see from these three Marmikomis that we brought, that the Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha like all other brachas. The Birchas HaTorah is defining the actual limit HaTorah that I'm going forward with. Without my Birchas HaTorah, my Torah is a different Torah. So I think that much we can understand. That we said, the reason for the Churban was because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So by not having made the Birchas HaTorah with the correct Kavana, so they actually haven't defined their learning in the correct way. But the question that we're still left with is, okay, so their learning wasn't on the right level. But is that a reason still for the Churban? We know the reason was the Gemara Chamuros. And that's Mitzvah Hashem. In the next 10 minutes, I hope to to maybe cover that. So I'd like to bring, I'd just like to add one more thing. Yeah, just very quickly, there's a Levush. The very interesting Levush says that Birchas HaTorah is actually a Birchas HaNen. Just like on food, you need to make bracha beforehand. You're not allowed to, also Lenu is Olam Hazeh V'Lei Bracha. So too, Torah, you have an offer. You're not allowed to engage in the Hanah of Torah without and there's a famous Eglei Tal, yeah, which supports it. Eglei Tal says, he's coming there. Eglei Tal, you know, is a Chassid Rebbe, a Sakhut Shavu Rebbe. And he was coming, Lafuke, he writes in Makdama that there's many people think that when you learn Torah, that it's also to be nene from it. Because it is a mission. The mission says, we have to know what that means exactly. But people think you're not allowed to nene from the Torah. And it says the Sakhut Shavu, that the ikka of Talmud Torah is when you're nene, when you come up with a new svara and you have another, you understood a new level in learning. That is the ikka mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is written in the Avnei's Makdama. Now that fits very well with the Levush, that's a Birch Sanenin. But that's, again, perhaps it shtel zavek, when you make the Birch Sanenin again, that this is Torah that I'm going to do it lishma, but I'm going to do it because I enjoy it. Again, so again, it's defining the Torah that I'm going to learn. So coming back to the question, so why actually did not learning Torah, why did it cause the Churban? And there's a very, very famous Taz here in when Taz talks about Birchas HaTorah. So Taz speaks out this question. And he's saying, he brings out Gemara. And he says, he says as follows. He says, the Amos says in the Gemara, there's two questions. What were the two questions? Let me just read out. He says, Nirash hu yisbarach shol b'kam shnei shelos. And he says, the Taz said that there were two questions here, and really, that the answer to the first question was merubas in the second question. So what were the two questions? She says, the first question was as follows. That first of all, not why was there a churban. So he says, avada, we know why there was a churban. The Gemara Nimus says, the reason why there was a churban is because of Gimel Averis Chamurus. Avet Zor Shechazdomim Gil Arayis. But he said, the question is, why now? Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, has been engaging in Averis for many, many years. You go through Navi, and it's clear that it wasn't just then that this has happened. Why now? Why was this the time that the Churban happened? Question number two is, why was the Torah taka not megin on them? Why didn't the Torah protect them? The Gemara says in Saita, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Torah is magni umatzli. Torah protects a person from avera, bein beidna de osik bei, bein beidna de loy osik bei. So really they should have been protected. How? The question is, not why was it, why, the second question was not why was there a churban, but how did Klal Yisrael descend into this to this level that a churban was able to happen? How come the Torah didn't protect them? They had this shield, they had this, they should have had antibodies to protect them. What happened over here? And on that the answer is, that's what the Navi is answering, that Al-Azim is Terasi. So he says as follows. He said, Lefi Shilai Hol Chuba, and he's been that the Lashon of Shalai Hilchu, that's the addition to Al-Azim Terasi. Shatara Einim is Kayemes, Elo Bemi Shimem is Atme Elo. Hainu, Shaisik Bepilpul Maso Matan Shaltera, Shatiyu Amei, like I said, the Kukesh Yu Amei Matera. It says, for Torah to be Magni Amatsli, it's not good enough to put your feet up and just, you know, enjoy yourself and listen to something easy. No, Torah demands also, you want to have the protection of Torah. The protection of Torah comes Shatiyu Amei Matera. That's when the brachas of Torah kick in. You've got to, and he says that Klal Yisrael at that time, Torah wasn't choshev by them, wasn't choshev enough by them, that they should be the oisik in it, in a way that there would be omel in it. And he says that's exactly what the Pasuk is telling us. He says, and that's merumas in the second question, that it says, amar avdo aretz, nitzasa kamidma mibli over. So he says, and Rashi actually says, mibli over means, there were no Talmid Chachamim around. He says, why were there no Talmid Chachamim around? And this has to do with the way the Gemara asked the question in the Darim, because if they didn't see that Torah was choshev by them, then they themselves weren't oisik in it properly. If they weren't oisik in it properly, then the children won't learn. But there was a much bigger problem, because then Klal Yisrael didn't learn. Klal Yisrael doesn't learn, then that brings about the Churban. That's the Taz. But there's a very, very interesting Beis HaLevi, the Moed HaBeis HaLevi, And the Beis Halevi is coming to answer, he says, Shilu Bedek Pilpul, a kasha. Whenever we eat something, we make a bracha, then we have to make a bracha achorina and go. If we didn't make a bracha achorina, let's say make a shahakol, and we walk out of the building, you have to make another bracha. Or, for example, you're not allowed to leave, you're middle of a suda, you're not allowed to leave the meal without benching. Right? Unless you leave behind some friends. So he says, the Rosh has a question. Rosh didn't have a question. Why would Bitsa Torah? You're going to leave this morning, some of you are going to go to work, right? And at work, you're not going to be learning. So why don't you need to make another bracha, Bitsa Torah, when you start learning again, Mitzvah Hashem, in a few hours' time, you start learning again, why don't you have to make another bracha? That's a question that the Rosh asks. Says the Beis Halevi, he says that was the problem over there. He says that just how we find by Kochim, there's a musik of Hesach Hadas which puzzles. He says by Torah also, Hesach Hadas puzzles as well. He says a person can't be Mesiach Das from Torah. And he said that means even when you're working, he said you're going to work, he said while a person's working, the whole time while you're working, you're thinking, is this mutter, is this asa, is it am I allowed to do this or not? Is this emes, is it sheker? Yeah, is that from Mavribis? Yeah, there's so much Torah involved in your day to day. He says that you're not being a Siach Das. If you're living a Torah life outside of Beis HaMedrash, you're not being a Siach Das from Torah. And therefore when you come back, then you're just continuing what you're doing the whole time. So he says that was the taina of Klal Yisrael in those days. He says that they were living sort of two lives. That in the Beis HaMedrash they were learning. They went outside the Beis HaMedrash, they didn't live Al Pi Torah. They didn't live Al Pi Torah, that means there was a hefsek in their learning. They had to make a Birchas Torah again. So Baruch Torah Tchila means that they were mechuyev another Birchas Torah. Oy vavoy if you mechuyev another Birchas Torah. Because that means your life is not a Torah life. You're not living Al Pi Torah. You see, he brings very nice addition. He says, smat zvulam et zisacho, yisacho by alecho. So he says that, he says that the halacha is that himyach mitzkus chaverov, somebody who leaves his friend, somebody is at a meal and wants to go daven mincha. Yeah, he's at shavu brachos and wants to go daven mincha. So if you, the halacha is as long as you leave people there, and then you go to daven, you leave, then you're allowed to leave and you can bench afterwards. It's not a hefsek. So he says that in a town where you have loim de Torah the whole day, right? So anachanami balabatim go to work. He says, as in Beis Halevi, he says it's like hinyach mitzvahs chaverim. He says that the Ten Keterah are part of that, and therefore it's hinyach mitzvahs chaverim. Therefore, they're not considered being mesiach das from Torah, as Eishet in Beis Halevi. Very sweet. He says it as an additional thing. I'd just like to finish off, you know, with two more things. But taking this one to another level, and that's the Bach. So the Bach is already a whole different level. So we've explained, right, that the problem of not making Birchas Torah, so according to the Taz, the problem was that the Torah doesn't protect you if you don't learn it properly by Mavis. According to, we saw the Beis HaLevi, they weren't living a Torah life outside the Beis HaMedrash. But the Bach says even more than that, and this goes to the Neshama of the Churban. He says, but Emes, what was the reason for the Mitzvah Talmud Torah? We know the Torah is Torah. There was Torah before the world was created. There was Torah is Shem Zakat Shbaruch Hu, and that existed before Briyas Ha'olam. So what was given to us? The Baruch Hashem is given to us Kishem Hashem Ekro. That refers to the Shem Zakat Shbaruch Hu. Shbaruch Hashem Ekro. The Chiv Briyas Ha'olam is because we're engaging in Tziruf Hashem Zakat Baruch Hashem. It's something that's supposed to lift us up spiritually in a huge way. He says this is the Bach. It's Halacha Sefer, and he says Kavanosi is Barach. When we learn Torah, Shniya Oiskim Torah Kedushin is Atzim Shmoshenu Ba'atzus Ruchnius UKedushas Mekor Moitzia Torah. By us learning Torah, we're connecting with the Kedusha of the Rebbein Shalom, and he says that's the way the Rebbein Shalom brings down Shchinosu Ba'aretz. He says Rebbein Shalom wanted Shchina to be amongst Klal Yisrael in this world. He says Klal Yisrael are the Merkava Shchina; they carry the Shchina. He says that once Klal Yisrael were not learning Torah the right way, they want this miracle of the Shekhinah. There's no mockum for the Shekhinah in the world. He says, Mimela, he says, at the time of the Churban, there was no Shekhinah here anyway. Then the Gemara says, that the Kimcha Tchina Tchanta, it was gone already. And that's the real Sivus HaChurban, says the Bach. That once the Shekhinah was gone, then there was no mockum for, there was nowhere for the Rebbein Shalom to be. So the Rebbein Shalom left and the Beit HaMikdash went with the Rebbein Shalom. So just, I'd like to, can I have one more minute?
Yeah.
Yeah? So just two things that I'd just like to finish off with. One is Azoi. I just saw recently Ron Gorbitz writes, we make a bracha, Avos Oilem Avotonu. Every night by Mar, we say Avos Oilem. No, not Avos Oilem, sorry. Avos Oilem. So if you love somebody, Avos Oilem, then everlasting, that means the maximum Avos Shayach. That's Avos Oilem. So the Ava, the Ben Shalem was, they gave us a Torah. That means the person who loves you the best thing he could give you was Torah Mitzvahs. And Alkei, and Hashem Elokim, Shachvin of Kameinu, Nosech HaKecha. That's why we're going to engage in it, because we know the person who loves us so much, who could give us everything, that's what he gave us. So of course we're going to engage in it. So he says, V'nismach B'divrei Samo Torah Secha. So he says, that's Poshi. He says, every physical pleasure, right? He says more than that. He says, Kihem Chayenu Erech Yomeinu. He says, anything that we need for our sustenance to live, yeah, you'll see that there's actually a pleasure involved. Eating and drinking, something you enjoy. Whatever you need to keep going, the Baruch Shalom made it, that person should enjoy that pursuit. He says, that's when the Nisra Divisa Yosef, when you appreciate Kihem Chayenu, yeah, that it's our life, then you'll understand, you'll make the Bichsinani like the Levush, because you're talking going to enjoy learning Torah, because it's there, it's something that we need to live. Of course, it's something that Baruch Shalom is going to give us the pleasure, and if you're doing it in the right way. And just finally, there's just one Murray de Kavod from Rabach Be'er. They say, oh, in yeshiva's always, but he says, as always, Shnei Digmar says in Sukkah, that Rehim and Zakkai, yeah, he didn't leave any chelik of any knowledge, any chelik of Torah, he knew everything. And the Gemara finishes off, he knew Dover Godel and Dover Cotton. He even knew Dover Godel, so the Gemara says, what's this Dover Godel and Dover Cotton that the Rehim and Zakkai knew? The Gemara says, Dover Godel is Maisim Merkava. He knew Kabbalah, he knew all the Seder HaTorah. Yeah, and what's Dover Cotton? Havai is Dabai Verava, Gemara Ashi Tosfos. In fact, the Baruch Be'er, Chashtein it. Yeah, we just spent half an hour talking about learning Torah. Yeah, how can you call it a Dover Cotton? Says the Baruch Be'er, let me tell you something. He says, imagine a person's walking down near a river and he sees that a child never fell in. Right? So the person quickly takes off his clothing, jumps in the river, and he saves the child. And he comes out. And so I said, why? This is such an amazing thing. So really amazing. It's a human nature. Obviously, you see a child falling into a river and you know how to swim, you're going to jump in and you can take him out. He says, Avada, for the child and for his family and for everybody else, might be like a Dover Godel. But for him, it's a Dover Cotton. What's the grace of that? Of course, I'm going to do that. He says, Abaya, Havaya, Abaya, the Rover, how can I live without that? Well, I should go and learn this Dover Godel? It's possible. Of course, I'm going to do it. So Avada is a Dover Godel, but for us, it's a Dover Cotton. And Be'ez Hashem, that will take this with us. And we've been chazik in our attack in the Birchas HaTorah and the learning Torah. Be'ez Hashem, this is the Dorosh that we can do for Tzion. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to Gula Shleima, to all Yeshuas, be Meher of Yamin.